This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Ty Bollinger, before we talk health, could I get you to put on your accountant hat for a moment?
Well, Robert, I don't normally like to wear hats, but I'll do it, though. I'll go ahead. Yes, I'll do it.
Good, because I was going to zap you if you said no. So, good. We don't have to do the zap. I didn't plan on this. I didn't even talk to you beforehand because we've got obviously a lot of health stories we want to go outside the box together on. But today, you know, big pronouncements. The tax reform bill apparently passed, and Trump will sign it. And now suddenly companies are increasing wages, giving bonuses, setting up charities or giving to charity. What is wrong with the people that say this is a horrible thing? I mean, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, is there some kind of Democrat derangement syndrome that allowing people to keep more of their money is a bad thing? Companies being able to hire more people? I'm just lost. Maybe your accountant hat can help explain this.
The only thing that I can explain about that, Robert, is that it came from the wrong side of the aisle. So if the Democrats had proposed this, it would be wonderful. But since the Republicans, specifically Trump, proposed it, it's terrible. Again, this is just a perfect illustration of the intellectual dishonesty that both sides of the political aisle exhibit. More liberals than Democrats, I believe, than Republicans, but they both do. But this is just a perfect example, because if this had been passed by Obama 3 years ago, it would have been heralded as the best tax cut in 30 years, you know, since Reagan, and how it's going to save the middle class, and how it's not good for the upper crust and not good for the wealthy. Because it's really not, and it really is focused on the middle class. But since Trump and the Republicans passed it, it's terrible, and it favors the wealthy, and it destroys the middle class. So, same bill, different side of the aisle, it would have a different perspective. It's extremely intellectually dishonest. That's how I can explain it, Robert.
All right, TMB, if you take the corporate tax rate, corporations supposedly pay taxes on their profits at the end of the year, from 30-something percent down to 21%, why is that beneficial to only rich people, as is claimed by Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, versus what we're seeing immediately from the corporate world? And I'm not a big corporate guy, but I'm just asking this with sincerity for those that maybe need a little bit more clarity of the math. Suddenly now corporations are raising the wages immediately, talking about making investments in their own infrastructure, building new things, which is going to cause more people to be working, hired to build things as well, and indeed giving money to charity. How is this possible if this is, again, maybe it's the same question I'm asking in a different way, but I just want clarity here for folks.
You mean, how is it possible that this is bad for corporations or that it's good for corporations? I didn't get
Well, the claim of the Schumers that this is, you know, when they say it's beneficial for corporations, somehow that's bad for the people. Because I'm looking at the people that work for corporations, and it's almost an instantaneous benefit we're seeing even before it's been officially signed into law.
See, and here's where people just don't understand. See, being good for corporations, specifically C corporations, is the one that it's good for, as opposed to flow-through corporations. We can talk about the difference if you want to, but C corporations then are going to pay a lower corporate tax, which means they'll have more money left over to distribute as dividends, and dividends are what you get on a stock that's doing well. And the stock market's doing great, and I think in excess of 100 million Americans own some sort of stock. So a third of America, maybe half of America, would benefit from corporate rate being decreased, because the stock market will then go up and the dividends will be paid on those stocks that they own. It's not, you know, there's this thought that if it's good for corporate America, that it must be only good for the wealthy and bad for the middle class and bad for you and me. But the reality is corporate America is what fuels the economy. And you and I, not necessarily you and I, RSV, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The American people are the ones that own the stocks in the corporations, and they're going to benefit from corporate tax rate being lower.
Well, I get it on the dividend front, but what about those that don't own stock, that just work for companies? How is it possible that this has already immediately impacted their plans for expansion, hiring more people, paying better wages, or even giving to charity, these corporations?
Well, that's a great question. The reason they're already upping wages is because now there's going to be more money left after they pay their corporate taxes to run the business, to add bonuses and salaries and you know, benefits for their employees. That's going to leave an enormous amount of money left compared to what they've been. So now they can raise wages for everybody. That's a great point, because the corporate tax rate going down from 35% to 20%, that's a huge impact. That's 15%. 15 cents on every dollar they're going to have left now. Some of the bigger corporations pay in the hundreds of millions of dollars of tax. Just think if that, you know, hundreds of millions was decreased by 15%, how much would be left over for them to pay their employees, give them better, you know, benefits and bonuses and the whole shebang. Everything that they need for running the business, including making the employees' lives better, they're going to have that money to do because of this tax rate. This is a great tax break.
All right, so Chuck Schumer, this one's for you. All right, maybe he'll get this now. But I think that they're concerned because the government doesn't get that money. The people do, the corporations do, and they like the power that government has. The more it has, the less you have, or the more they can control you. And that might be an explanation there. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ambush you there on CPA-type questions, but I couldn't not, with the news that it is today, to help people that might not understand what's going on. And people maybe understand it way better than I do, but I thought an easy, simple explanation would be in order, and you nailed it. Thank you, my friend.
Well, you know, I hope that was, I hope it was concise.
I think so.
It's definitely up my ballpark, up my alley, so I don't really have to have any prep for it. But I think those are two big things. Look, I think another thing that's kind of behind all this is they want to paint this, those that are opposed to the Trump administration want to paint this as a negative thing to begin with, because it's going to be such a positive thing on the economy that Trump's numbers are going to go up because people's lives are going to be better, and the Democrats hate that. So this is almost like a preemptive strike.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Well, talk about preemptive strikes. Let's talk about vaccines.
Vaccines.
Now, I forgot. There's a headline here that says government agencies actually admit poisoning by vaccines in something called the ICD-9. And TMB, you reminded me that you actually covered this in The Truth About Vaccines. There is no deniability, plausible or implausible. There's just plain no deniability that the government knows that vaccines are dangerous, toxic, and can poison you. What are these ICD-9 or 10 codes that Catherine Frompovich is writing about at Natural Blaze?
Yeah, that's a great topic. We did cover the ICD-9 codes in The Truth About Vaccines. What those are, and I don't remember what the ICD stands for, International Something Database.
Classification of Diseases.
International Classification of Diseases. I was close. I got international,
yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about Bob. I was close. but no. So what this is these are codes that a doctor would enter, let's say when he's billing Medicare or Medicaid. If they have a patient that's been vaccine damaged, there's over 20 different ICD-9 codes. I think they're ICD-10 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the next generation of ICD-9 codes. But there's actual codes that doctors enter to represent damage by certain vaccines. I mean, there's specific line items as far as damage from diphtheria, damage from pertussis, damage from tuberculosis. And the list goes on and on, over 20 deep.
Mm-hmm.
These are internationally recognized codes for damage from these vaccines. So anyone that tells you that vaccines have been proven safe and effective, once you tell them about the ICD-9 codes, if they still believe they're safe and effective, they need to really do a reevaluation.
You know, they need to go to an island with Chuck Schumer and cry into a coconut at this point, because it's all there. You know, and you see the codes 978.0 poisoning by BCG vaccine. We go through and you mention it. Oh, measles. Measles has a number, 979.4. Oh, every kid should get measles, right? The vaccine. No, they should actually have the real disease, and they'll be stronger because of it. And, folks, this is linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You've got to take a look at this, or somehow find somebody who's got a copy about the truth of vaccines, and you can see this, the truth about vaccines, and you can see this. And this leads to another issue regarding dangerous vaccines, and that's known as Gardasil. And the claims that the HPV shot is safe and effective, again, same song and dance, old tune. These people are in denial, yet the irony is that they call us vaccine denialists for acknowledging the danger or the faults in their testing, even, to bring these things to market.
Yes, specifically for the, what you say, in the HPV vaccine, Robert?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, HPV vaccine. Yeah, you know, there's different names for it. Gardasil, Cervarix are the two main ones, I believe. And they're trying to give that HPV vaccine for cervical cancer to boys now. I'm not really sure the logic behind that. But regardless, there's so many damaging effects of the HPV vaccine. There's been so many deaths attributed to that. I think we may have been last week we talked about Dr. Stenheng Lee, that
yes,
autopsies on teenage boys and girls that he believes died from the vaccine itself.
Yeah.
It's really sad. And gosh, Robert, you look at these young people that are being damaged for life and even killed with these vaccines, mm-hmm. and you wonder, how can somebody, once they really start thinking about it and they wake up to the fact that these vaccines are causing damage, how can they continue? Because we've known people before that were registered nurses, literally, that told us, yeah, I know vaccines aren't good for you. They're not healthy. They do damage. But that's what I do. I'm a nurse, and that's what my job is. And
right.
I'm not saying all registered nurses are that way, but we've known people before that knew they were damaging children and kept it up because that was their job. And I'm like, how are you any different from those war criminals that were convicted at Nuremberg?
Correct. Yeah, the Nuremberg trials assessed that and said, you know what, you're not innocent if you continue this. An eight-month investigation by Slate, which is a leftist magazine, found that major Gardasil trials were flawed from the outset. From the outset. Remember,
they
didn't...
They were flawed because they didn't use a true placebo. They
correct.
Used an aluminum placebo.
Aluminum adjuvant, which is aggravating and causes effects, known as side effects that are direct effects that they could say, now there's plausibility between what we call the placebo and the actual vaccine, that it's not any different. And for that reason, they say it's safe. And they're actually acknowledging it in a leftist rag. That's amazing. Things are changing, folks, but don't wait for them to change because the mainstream media says so. Keep listening to us right here.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon, fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Very active in the chat room. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, go to robertscottbell.com. You can find it there. Broadcasting live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week in our home in broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com. TMB, Ty Bollinger with me, going outside the box. We wrote the book together called Unlock the Power to Heal. He's written a number of other books, including Cancer Step Outside the Box, The Truth About Cancer, and I Can't Keep Up with the Man. He's putting out videos. Robert, he's putting out documentaries. Now he's laying down in a sauna.
Yeah, so I was fixing to say, I'm thinking about writing another book called How to Do a Show While You're Laying in the Sauna.
I think that if I read it, I would be in the sauna as well. Go, you know what? I think I want to try that. So we're gonna give it a go. By the way, folks, our friends at Synergy Science, and you can get it also through The Truth About Cancer, have a portable, sit-down, easily foldable and collapsible. You can take it with you. Sauna made of bamboo, renewable materials, low EMF, and also with ozone, and it's a wonderful option for the holidays. If you think about another thing you want to get in addition to an Echo water system, get one of those bamboo saunas. I was just talking with one of our naturopath friends that's going to get one.
I'm actually sitting in one that Paul gave me.
Awesome. There you go. So we got it going on here. And Super Don, I haven't forgot you. I've got to get yours folded up and sent to you. So it works and
really?
It's great. Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah, you know.
So are you saying that on Wednesdays both Ty and I could do the show in a sauna?
Possibly. I'm a little nervous about it.
It might be kind of hard to like do the work that I do though in the sauna. Does it have like armholes?
It does have armholes, so you can put your arms
really?
Down.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm only worried that you'll sweat on your microphone and short it out, and then it won't be an implant. It'll just be zapped because of that.
Oh.
So yeah, don't sweat on the equipment.
All right.
All right. Well, TMB, I think yesterday as I was leaving the show on YouTube, I did this. I talked about the government's attempts to create more lethal viruses, interestingly enough. And this story is not new. We talk about Fort Detrick, other things, you know, the military looking to weaponize viruses. And my argument is that they don't need to weaponize them. They just need to tell you that they have. And then people will be willing to take whatever shot you give them that you pretend will protect you from it. And my great example is a disastrous example, was were the people in the 80s and the 90s that were diagnosed with what was called AIDS. They were convinced that a retrovirus called HIV, that there was no test to actually isolate and identify, was going to kill them. They had to take AZT, a failed chemotherapy drug that was too toxic for cancer patients. And it killed tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in the early 90s, including Freddie Mercury. It wasn't the virus. It's always the toxic poisons that give rise to things that are in your body that could kill you. We don't need them engineered. So my point is that it's a ruse, in my opinion. It's not that they're not trying to do it, but the point is they've proven that they don't need to.
I agree. I agree with you completely, Robert. And people will take whatever vaccine they think can protect them from whatever cooked up plague they say is coming. You know, you mentioned HIV and AIDS and AZT. In my book, Monumental Myths, I've got a section on that. It was largely inspired by Liam Sheff, our good buddy, God rest his soul.
I had a dream with Liam last night. He called me on the phone. It was like it was real. He said, Robert, I want to do the show tonight with you. I'm like, awesome. You know, because he would call me from time to time because he wasn't always in that place. And it was just, I woke up, I'm like, dude, Liam's going to do the show today. And so it's neat that you're talking about him, too. It's just like he was present. And you're right, in Monumental Myths, you were inspired and wrote a big chapter on this.
Yeah, and one of the stories that I recount was exactly what you just described, Robert. I had a good buddy in the early 90s that I used to work out with in Austin. As soon as I graduated college, I moved to Austin, started working for Ernst & Young, CPA firm, and hooked up with a guy that we worked out at the gym quite often together. His name was Michael Ryan, and he was a bodybuilder, and he was homosexual, but he was never diagnosed with, like, anything, like, any kind of health-related issues he didn't have, except he started feeling a little bit fatigued one day, and so he went to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed him with what he called gay cancer. But it turns out that's what they called AIDS for a while, was gay cancer.
Right.
And he put him on AZT. Now, again, Michael didn't have any symptoms when he went to the doctor other than just a little bit of fatigue. It took about 2 months to kill him. AZT destroyed Michael. When he went in for that first for the first diagnosis, I think he was probably 190, maybe 200 pounds. He literally, within 2 months, was less than 100 pounds. And he looked like a skeleton when he died, and it took 60 days. AZT killed him, not gay cancer.
So you get what I say when I'm saying that they don't need to engineer dangerous things. All they have to do is convince you that they have and that you have it. And then you'll be willing to take the poison that is the real deadly component in all disease. Absolutely. Absolutely stunning, folks. That's what we do here. We bring that power to heal, the power to see through the lies in major media and government and big pharma.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
This hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Outside the Box, brought to you by Organic Greens. This is the stuff that's keeping Super Don strong, making him a big boy. And it's from Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Click on it, you'll get there. Get what you need, and also the probiotics we're taking as well from Organics. We talked about it with Doc Newsom last week. TMB, we had a question. Last couple of weeks I've been trying to get to. I forgot I asked you, then you answered it last week. But apparently it wasn't sufficient, not because of anything you did or didn't say or I did or didn't say, but apparently the question submitted wasn't complete, so we're going to go again.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. This is from Roy in Connecticut. I think that's right, Super Don, right? A follow-up for you, me and Ty, to his question from a week or so ago regarding the Bill Henderson protocol. He says, I want to apologize for the confusion, but I actually left off the last and most important paragraph of my question when I sent it in last week. You know, it's funny, TMB, because we were both saying, the guy says he's cancer-free and he's on the Budwig protocol, and he was asking us what we thought of it. I'm like, dude, your body's telling you all you need to know. What do we need to say, right? But apparently there was something he left off. He says, first of all, let me be crystal clear that I am very pleased to be cancer-free for all 72 years of my life so far, including the past 4 years, while using the Bill Henderson protocol. Okay, so we're not dealing with someone that suffered. He's apparently using this almost prophylactically as a way to prevent. He says, my hope is that it will continue indefinitely. I also have a number of other good health practices beyond Bill's protocol, such as daily juicing and having a giant daily organic salad a la Chris Wark. The salad man. Is he called the salad man now, Chris?
Chris is the salad man. He's awesome.
He's a big guy, so it's not easy to toss him. Okay, so much for that. Thank you, Super Don.
I got the joke.
You got the joke. Yeah, no tossing Chris Wark. You just toss the salad. I, too, have some good genes going for me, he continues here, Roy. My mom, who sadly passed on a month ago, was just 2 weeks shy of her 103rd birthday. Mom was still very active through her 101st year. The following is what got left off of last week's question, which will make my question make much more sense. All right. See, we're patient. My question comes as a result of watching this year's Truth About Cancer live. A few of the speakers this year made comments that made me have some doubts about Bill's protocol. For example, Dr. McCullough, whose work I admire a great deal, had seemed to discourage the use of many of the oils, which make me wonder if that applied to the flaxseed oil used in the Budwig protocol. Then I mentioned, well, let's start there, because I don't remember what McCullough said about it, but we do know that you don't want to have oils go rancid. I don't know if that's the issue. You want the oils to be fresh and ready to be viable for the body, right? Right, Ty? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah, you certainly do. You want fresh oils. Dr. Budway was insistent on flax oil,
mm-hmm.
and so that's the kind of oil that she recommended. That's the kind of oil that worked for her. Now, Dr. Mercola, and not only in the Truth About Cancer Live, but in other lectures, he's not a fan of flax oil, and he said that openly. I tend to disagree with him, but that's okay. We can disagree without being disagreeable. And mm-hmm. that's one of the beauties about the Truth About Cancer Live, I think, is our conferences. We don't censor, and we don't only let people speak if they have the same opinion. So there was disagreement among the speakers on certain things,
mm-hmm.
And that was one of them. So I would recommend that at this point, it's been working for you. I'm a big believer in the Budwig protocol. I know a lot of other people that are in the natural health realm are. It's clearly working well for you. I'd keep it up. And you know what? The cool thing about it is that it tastes great. If you blend up that cottage cheese with the flax oil, throw in some blueberries, some pineapple, it's almost like having a cheesecake for lunch.
Nice.
Throw stevia in there. It's awesome.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I know that Dr. McCullough is not a big fan of flaxseed oil, but that's okay. You know, different things work for different people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of unlocking the power to heal and, you know, taking it back to yourself is that what works for you may not work too well for somebody else. That's why it's up to you to educate yourself and figure out what works and then stick to it. Sounds like it's working, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Remember, Dr. Nick Gonzalez always talked about bioindividuality. He tailored the diets for each individual. It wasn't a one-size-fits-all, other than clean, right? Organic quality. You got to start there. Roy continues. He says he mentioned his concerns to his neighbor, who also is into natural health, and she said, well, didn't Bill have cancer in his final year? And, you know, the question is, are there any controversies about the way Bill Henderson passed on that call into question some of his protocols?
You know what, there was a little bit of controversy about it because he did have cancer. He was treating it effectively with the Bill Henderson protocol and some other things he was doing. He didn't die of cancer, though. Apparently, he had some sort of an aneurysm or a stroke, I believe, that he died from. So he did not die from cancer. And okay. So anytime that somebody that is in the natural cancer realm dies and they've ever been diagnosed with cancer, people say, oh, well, he died from cancer. He couldn't even cure himself. But that wasn't what happened to Bill.
Yeah, and that was the clarification that Roy was asking about, and I'm glad. And I knew that you would have the answer to that. So appreciate you following up diligently to make sure we got the last part of the question that we never saw. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Roy. And once again, we're not, you know, Ty, you and I are also this way. We're like, you know, eat clean, but then determine, because there are people like on stage at the Truth About Cancer that were hardcore paleo, that integrated meat products. And then there are people on the stage that were very hardcore in the vegetarian realm. But there's a path to recovery and healing, and you've got to find the one that's right, that works for you, your body, your metabolism. There, we may find common factors in all of them, and I try to speak to that all of the time, but I try to make it as simple as possible for people for compliance purposes, because it's hard enough to be alive with a cancer to get out of it. Sometimes people are on 1,000 different things, and it's just not tenable to do that.
It's not. And, you know, the only thing that we ask at our conferences is that people get along, and they do.
Yes.
And if they don't, I'll carry them off stage just like I did you.
Wait, was I being disagreeable?
Oh, no, you just went too long.
I didn't. I finished on time. Are we still having a debate about this? Folks,
You know, one of the things, too, you could see there at the conference is there were people there. There's keto people, there's paleo people, there's vegans, there's, you know, Chris Wark that's juicing and doing the super salads and all that. And very different protocols, but what did you notice about them? And whatever they're doing is working for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very individualized type of a treatment and a nutritional program that we recommend. Figure out what works for you and then stick to it.
Well, that's exactly right. And I don't think I went long, but you can see it in the Truth About Cancer Live. The videos have been sent out.
You were definitely long, Robert.
It was a fraction of a second. Come on. No leeway for me.
10 seconds over.
Right. I think this is a violation of equal protection under the Truth About Cancer or something.
All right, man. Go ahead and sue us. It's okay. We'll settle for some organic greens.
You know what? Yeah. And that extra second, next year I get an extra second. Oh, my God.
All right, man.
It was so much fun, actually. And it was, I think people did appreciate it. And, you know, the spirit of that, and that's an important thing to recognize. And if you haven't, you haven't seen it and felt it and been there. Yes, there were a lot of perspectives that were different. I think we all had that common perspective that we need to clean up our act, but how we did that in terms of dietary choices, juicing, not juicing, there were so many aspects of it that were sometimes subtly different, sometimes significantly different. But I like that. I want to be exposed to different information. I want to be able to say, you know what, let me digest that, see what that works. As I've said through my recovery, Ty, there were times where I was vegetarian. And there were times where my body said, you know what, you need to now have a little bit of animal protein. So paying attention to your cells and let them communicate what you need, learning that language is so vitally important, not to be attached to something that is so dogmatic that you will insist on what's right, even though your body's telling you it's wrong for you, and you end up in trouble.
Yeah, you're right. Don't be too dogmatic. Listen to your body. Otherwise, it might be detrimental to you. It might make you sicker if you don't listen to your body. Oh, by the way. Big news, Robert.
Big news.
I've not shared this with anybody. We got a location for next year's Truth About Cancer Live.
Officially? It's done?
Well, no, I'm just kidding with you, man.
Oh, you dog. You tease me.
We're still looking in different locations. I was just messing with you.
Okay, all right. Well, you can have it in my backyard. It's not big enough, but anywhere you want it, man. It'll be great. We'll be there.
Yeah.
So
now I'll keep you posted. We're looking at locations now, and we should have some within the next month.
Okay, so that's the one thing, folks, among many great things, having TMB with us each and every week. We get the sneak previews on upcoming events with the Truth About Cancer. We talk truth about vaccines, the truth about pet cancer, all of that. And if you haven't received yet the videos and stuff, they just arrived in the book that you did, and you just had to pick out that one picture of me with my little head on big Casey Krejci's shoulder in the chapter about the highlights of my lecture. That was very funny.
That was an awesome picture, man. And I think I sent you the original that you were asking for that.
Yeah, I wanted to have Casey get it for his birthday or something. Who knows if he saw it, but it's just the genuine affection we have for one another, as I said. And we were having fun yesterday or 2 days ago on the air with, Hillbilly Hank called up, and you might know him, Ty, called up and talked to Dr. Bitar. And indeed, we kissed him on the cheek at the luncheon at your house. And I could tell it was lifting the spirits of Dr. Batar just to joke about it because, you know, he's been going through a rough patch. He was very forthcoming with the most raw lecture I've ever seen him give on the stage at the Truth About Cancer Live, talking about the emotional trials he was going through as well.
It was a great lecture by Dr. Batar. Yeah, and it was fun. Hillbilly Hank had a great time calling up a couple nights ago during Advanced Medicine Monday and talking to Batar. And it was actually a pretty genuine moment. I hate to admit that, but, you know, not even a lot of sarcasm or criticism of each other. It was actually there's a little bit of concern and care there, which I'll never admit in public, and don't think that anybody's listening to the show that they will know that.
That's right. The two or three people out there, they won't tell anybody.
Two or 3,000 that are listening or more.
Yes, yes, yes. So we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We go outside the box each and every week with Ty Bollinger. Archives are going back many years now. Hundreds of hours availability. A lot of irreverent, silly, and funny stuff that we mix in with the very serious topics and issues. Of course, today, apparent very big economic boon to the people of North America, perhaps, but certainly the United States, with the reduction of the tax burden. Ultimately, I would say philosophically, what they did was not, how would we say this? They're not, gosh, I want to be politically correct, but I'm not. They're actually allowing you to keep a little bit more of your own money. They're not confiscating as much. It's not the greatest thing ever. It's better than nothing, and yes, I want you to have more of that which you work hard for and earn, but the reality is they should never have been able to confiscate it to begin with. There are other ways, lawful ways within the Constitution for taxation without taking it from your efforts, the fruits of your efforts. We've got lots more healing to go. How about the milk issue? Is that still a hot topic? Perhaps in New Jersey, you can go to jail for it if you do the wrong kind.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yay!
Thepowermall.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping it up here with Ty Bollinger going outside the box. Remember the truth about cancer. We've got our book, Unlock the Power to Heal, still available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and TMB. They go unlockthepowertoheal.com. They can actually get the ebook version in full color. Is that still correct?
I believe that is correct, sir. Yes, it is. I haven't checked that website in a while, but I'm assuming it's still up.
I have a wild hair at the end of the year here that I'm thinking out loud, because next year I want to lecture more on neurological degeneration disease. I would like to add a chapter in to Unlock the Power to Heal on a pathway out of that to prevent and reverse neurological degradation.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. Send it over to me, and I'll add it to it, baby.
All right, so you're cool with that. Everybody, we're going to do this.
When you republish, that's easy when you self-publish.
Okay, cool. All right, so I've just planted the seed. It's now gonna manifest. But first and foremost, we now have to go outside the milk box.
Rolling, 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 from them teeth is flowing, nectar straight from heaven, raw milk. You don't know what you're missing. It's delicious, pure nutrition. You'd be crying if you ever let it fill. Drink it up, yum, if you can get it. Oh, where can I buy it? Hey. Raw milk. Private farm. Code word Daisy Juice. Daisy Juice. Don't get caught with raw milk. Raw milk.
TMB, there's a lot of reasons why I'm glad I don't live in New Jersey. Add another one to the mix. New Jersey residents are now threatened with arrest and fines for possession of raw milk. I kid you not. This is at Health Impact News. We have raw milk, real milk, in our refrigerator right now. If we were in New Jersey, if I said this, they might come and raid me.
That's unbelievable, man. It sounds like an onion story, but it's real. They're at risk of being fined or, what, going to jail even for possessing raw milk?
Yeah, not satisfied, I'm reading now, apparently with restricting the production, sale, and distribution of raw milk, which is real milk, in New Jersey, state regulators, allegedly backed by the powerful FDA, are going after citizens in New Jersey for mere possession of the banned substance.
Man, I'm surprised that the human race made it as far as we did, because pasteurization was only developed about 200 years ago, so before that, I'm surprised we didn't go extinct from drinking all this dangerous raw milk. Look, the reality is raw milk is really the only kind of healthy milk. When we lived in Montana, we could get raw milk, but not for humans. You had to buy it for your pets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same here in Tennessee. You can get plenty of raw milk at the local co-op, but it's for pets. It's not available for human consumption. But, you know, if you happen to drink some of your pet's drink, I guess that's, you know, nobody has to know.
Yep, it's very common, I think, in Florida as well. We have a farmer about 10 minutes, 15 minutes away from us. They call when there's raw milk available, and we come running. My kids love it. My wife loves it. I don't do a lot of milk, but that's me listening to my body. And for people that say, oh, there's, you know, no reason to drink milk once you've been weaned, I'm like, shut your milk bottle up, all right? Shut your pie hole. If it's good for you, it's good for you.
I don't drink much milk either. But, you know, some people love it, and it's great for them.
Exactly. And my point is, if you're going to drink it, make it real. Make it raw, the way it's designed by God to be consumed. You know, of course, you don't pasteurize the milk you get from your mom when you're a baby, do you? So why would you do it otherwise? Now, we're not talking about factory farmed milk. That's CAFO product. That's not what we're talking about. Small herds eating what they're designed to eat, grass, hay, etc. And, of course, that's the difference in manifesting food that is real and that is viable. And again, could be right for you, might not be, but you can find out. But if you're drinking pasteurized, even organic milk, it is not appropriate for human consumption, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's where people have to distinguish. It's like, are you talking about pasteurized milk? Are you talking about organic pasteurized? Are you talking about raw? Or are you talking about raw organic? It's like saying, well, all vaccines are toxic. Well, almost all of them are, but you can't throw Dr. Buttar's vaccine in it because he's not toxic. That's not a toxic vaccine. So you just got to be clear what you're talking about when you're talking, when you're using the term milk, because not all milk is created equal.
Define your terms, Ty, and that's it, man. When you talk about, again, we talked a little bit about taxation today because of the big bill being passed by the House and the Senate. And if you don't define your terms, you're screwed because you don't know what you're talking about when the IRS says income. You don't even know the definition. Figure it out, folks. TMB, we've achieved another grand outside-the-box episode.
And I'm glad about that, Rob, because I've been in the sauna this whole time, and I'm getting pretty tired. I'm going to go to sleep.
Dude, you were sweating to the outside-the-box oldies. Well, before you nap, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
All right, everyone, remember, the power to heal is yours.
Power to sweat is, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're like me, you look forward to the holidays all year long. But sometimes the holidays can really hurt. Buying and wrapping presents, setting up the perfect tree, even driving to the in-laws can take its toll. That's why I use Safe Moisturizing Toprasin Pain Relief Cream, and you should too. With 11 natural biomedicines, Toprasin doesn't just mask your pain, it actually helps ease the inflammation that causes pain. If you've got back and neck pain, arthritis, hand and joint soreness, cramping, sciatica, and just plain body aches, you must try Toprasin Pain Relief Cream. But don't take my word for it. Toprasin is so sure you'll find their pain relief products effective, they're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Don't let your aches and pains ruin this treasured holiday season. Toprasin makes a wonderful stocking stuffer for you, your loved ones, even cranky old Gram and Gramps. Toprasin is available at thousands of fine drugstores and natural markets everywhere. Pain-free, live-free. Toprasin. Rub it in.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.